Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have on-time solutions to end your financial nightmare and make you financially proactive where money matters. Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is Happy Mosaic Monday. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and tonight we are going to be talking about Stop Burning Cash. That is right, on Mosaic Monday, this is a segment where it is all about a variety of financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z, real talk, giving you honest, no-holds-bar advice and lessons to end your financial nightmare, where the audience asks the questions, we search for the solutions. It is all about you on Mosaic Monday, and our topic is Stop Burning the Cash. That's right. We're going to teach you hot topics and tips. We're actually going to be giving you 10 things that you can do to stop burning cash out of your pocket, your purse, and your bank account. So after our disclaimer, we'll get right into our topic, and I will talk to you in just a second. And if you just joined us, please feel free to call in at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343, and I'll see you right back after our disclaimer.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back. And if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. Today is Mosaic Monday, and our topic is Stop Burning the Cash. That's right. We're going to be giving you 10 hot tips on how you can stop burning cash out of your pocket, your purse, and your bank account. So without further ado, if you're looking to tighten your belt this year, you can start out by using those coupons, searching for discounts, or simply buying lower-cost versions of the items that you typically purchase. That's right. Believe it or not, sometimes you find yourself buying things that you don't really need. And the things that you are paying for, if you can get them at a cheaper price, that does not mean that you cut back on the quality, but why pay more when you don't have to for those things that you buy most? If you can find the same thing for less, always get what you can at the best quality for the least amount of price, and that's one way you can stop burning the cash out of your wallet, your pocket, your purse, and your bank account. Now, if you're looking to truly have some big savings, consider cutting out the products and services that you don't need. There are a lot of things that you definitely can eliminate altogether from your life. And believe it or not, it won't even be that much of a sacrifice or an inconvenience to the quality of your life. Now, here are some tips that you probably have looked at, but no, you decided that you were going to splurge anyway. But believe it or not, if you're like the typical type of person who makes that daily coffee run to the actually gourmet coffee shop, or you're paying too much for your landline phone when you actually use your cell phone more than you do anything else, those are some of the things that you might want to consider to cut back on and actually put that money back into your pocket. You can find better ways to do with your money than letting them have it. So I'm going to give you a few tips that will help you to stop burning the cash and actually put more money in your pocket. Now, for those of you all who like the gourmet coffee shops, and you may actually make one or two runs to the gourmet coffee shop, well, let's talk about how much you're actually spending and what you really could be saving. So if you buy just one cup of Starbucks coffee can actually put a dent in your wallet over time. That's right, that 12-ounce small, or should I say tall, coffee costs you $1.75, which will equal to $12.25 a week. Now, if you buy two cups of that same coffee, that's $25 within a week. I'm pretty sure you can think of some other things you can do with $25. How about instead of buying that expensive coffee at the coffee shop, why don't you go to your local grocery store, get a nice bag of coffee, and brew the coffee yourself? Now, it will actually cost you less to do that, and you can get about 270 cups if you have a 6-ounce cup, and 135 if you use a 12-ounce. Now, think about all of the money that you'll be saving. Instead of that same 12-ounce cup of coffee costing you $1.75, you can buy a nice bag of coffee from your local grocery store for around about $10, and you can save a lot of money. Now, on those filters that you have to buy, you can get a pack of 200, which will cost about $2. So that's 200 cups of coffee. Now, remember, that one bag, you're getting about a good 135 12-ounce cups using that same filter, and you have 200 of them in a package. Now, we definitely want to save money on our electric bill. So if you hadn't already done this, then you really need to go green and get rid of those incandescent light bulbs. The old ones, yes, switch over to the incandescent light bulbs, which are more energy efficient than the regular light bulb. And also, it does really save you money over time. Now, yes, Those light bulbs may cost a little bit more than the average light bulb, but the new light bulbs actually last a whole lot longer. They are government approved by Energy Star, and you can save about $40 over the lifetime of the light bulbs. And if you have five of them, that's $200 that you're saving. So just think about it. And you're saving money on your light bill, which is a great, great savings. So that's tip number two. Tip number three, the disposable water bottles. Now, I know all of you all who just grab a water bottle because you're going to go for workout or you're packing your lunch. Hey, how about instead of doing that? Because think about it. If you buy a 12-pack of bottled water, the average low cost on sale is going to cost you about $3.99. Now, that probably won't even last you over a week. So instead of doing that, if you would go and buy a Brita water bottle for about $9.99, and it can purify any tap water, just think about that. And the filters last for about 2 months. So the filters itself cost about $7.99. So you only have to do that every 2 months, replace the filter. So think about how much money you are saving, and you can actually purify your own water and drink as much water as you would like. Here's another good tip. For those of you all who are frequent travelers, and we are getting ready to have vacation time real soon. Summer is definitely coming right around the corner. Why are you paying so much money for bag fees? Baggage fees add up. If you like to really save some money, look at airlines that they actually don't give you any baggage fees, or think about actually trimming down your luggage. Are you really going to wear all of that you're packing? So let's think about that. So if you're going to fly Continental, Delta, or American Airlines, they charge you $25 for the first check bag and $35 for the second. If you fly any of the other carriers, there are some that even charge you for carry-on. So you have to really, really look at what you are spending and how much you can actually save. If you fly Southwest Airlines, they have the first two bags that they will check for you for free. Now, that is a great savings, provided that the bag is not more than 50 pounds and not larger than 62 inches. So, therefore, it is a great way to save money if you actually fly a carrier that does not have those that check bag fees. Or if you have to check your bags, make sure that you are not carrying stuff in your suitcase that you're not going to use. Another great tip that will help you slim down and get the most bang for your buck and keep more money in your pocket about those subscriptions that you're not using. You really, really need to think about that. Come on. If you're not using the subscription, you need to cancel it. If you know that you are not going to be reading those magazines, you need to actually stop subscribing to them. If you have memberships that you have that are just sitting around and you're not utilizing any of the services, hey, that money needs to go back into your wallet, your pocket, and your bank account. Now, for those of you all who have little ones, I have some great, great news for you. Now, instead of actually spending a whole lot of money on baby food, make your own baby food. That's right. It is more affordable and actually a whole lot more healthier for your little one if you actually make your own baby food. Use the internet. I keep telling you, the internet is your best friend. They will tell you all of the quick tips and things that you can do that will actually help you save money, and you spend a whole lot of money on baby food. So you really need to think about it. There are some great things that you can do. Cut up the vegetables into small pieces. Break out that food processor and I'm telling you, you can save a whole lot of money and a whole lot of time. It may be a little bit more effort in the beginning, but think about it. That's your baby that you're talking about, so you definitely want to keep that baby very happy and very healthy. And you don't have to spend a lot of money to do so. Here is another great tip. And this I definitely, highly, 100% recommend. For those of you all who just joined us, you are listening to Mosaic Monday, brought to you by Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and we are talking about some great tips to stop burning cash out of your pocket, your wallet, and your purse, putting money right back into your bank account. Now, my number one hot tip for today is credit score fees. Guess what? You don't have to pay to check your credit score. That's right. You really don't. And one of the things that you definitely can do, you definitely need to do a checkup, financial checkup, on your financial health. And doing that will help you save a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money and actually a whole lot of headaches. So with that in mind, doing a credit score fees that you don't really have to pay. And I'm going to give you a couple of great websites that you can check your credit score for free. If you're looking for more financially to be more financially sound this year, it is a good idea to check your credit score. While there are some companies that may actually charge fees for this, there are a whole lot that do not charge fees at all. And you can also write to the credit bureau yourself because you are due annually a free credit report from them anyway. So if you go to Equifax, TransUnion, and Expedia, you can actually get your free credit report by writing directly to the credit bureau. That's one of the things. But if you want it like right now, here are some great websites that you can actually go to. It's called creditkarma.com. Get your free credit score. You must create a free account with creditkarma.com. Doing so does require you to put in your Social Security number and answer some questions about your account, that things that will appear on your credit report, such as which lender is associated with your car loan. That's to actually identify you as being the correct person and to make sure that they are not or no one else is trying to access your account. Here's another absolutely great website that also gives you a free credit report, and that is Quibble.com. You get a free credit report from Experian. All you have to do is actually go onto your site, go to Quizzle.com, and you create a free account. And although you are not required to enter in your Social Security number, which we love that because we don't want to give out our Social Security number, so you, with this particular website, you don't have to actually do that. You can just create the account. They'll ask you a few questions that are on your credit history to verify your identity, and you're done. Once everything checks out, you're actually going to receive your free copy of your Experian credit report. That's great. Then the last one that I have for you just for today is creditsesame.com. You can also get a free version of your Experian score on creditsesame.com, which you can obtain by, again, providing your Social Security number and asking some personal questions to verify your identity. Actually, this particular website, Credit Sesame, is also free on the iPhone. So you can get an iPhone app that would provide you your free score as well as monthly updates, so that you can check your score status. So that is some great tips that I would like to share with you, and I'm glad that you were able to join us. And we're going to actually give you some more great tips. I have another great tip that can actually help you save a whole lot of money, and that is on your cable. You don't have to shell out hundreds of dollars every year to watch your favorite shows. Actually, you really don't. You might even want to consider canceling your cable and taking advantage of several free or low-cost entertainment services, such as Hulu, so you can actually watch some of your great shows that you love off of Hulu.com. You can also subscribe to Hulu Plus for as little as $7.99. Now, that is a whole lot cheaper than any cable bill that I know of. Then you can also, if you like movies as well, you can also add Netflix to that, and you can they have a great subscription that you can actually get movies via DVD, and you can also stream them on the web. So there's a whole lot of things that you can do that can actually shave off some of the expense. And if you're not using all of those channels, say, for instance, if you're really not actually using all of your premium channels and you want to keep your cable television, why don't you just scale down to a cheaper package? Because that way you are keeping more of your money in your pocket. Why pay them when you're not even there watching all of those channels anyway? You need to be active. Get out. Do something. Exercise. And hang out with friends. Maybe even go and catch a movie. But sometimes it is better to be active and to have your money work for you than to sit down and shell out dollars and dollars and dollars year after year making your cable company rich. You can actually take some of that money and put it back in your pocket. And last but not least, we want to talk about those landline phones. Now, I know you may think that it is necessary that you have a landline phone, but actually, you may not need your landline phone as much as you think. If you're using your cell phone more than you're using your landline phone, maybe you need to get out of that bundle because you're not using that and actually rely more on your cell phone or take advantage of some of the free phone services that they have available, like through Skype. And there's also Google Voice. There's Magic Jack. There's so many other things that you can actually look and actually get the best price possible that is much, much cheaper than what you are paying your local landline service. So by taking the time, doing a little homework, you can save a whole lot more money. So that is the tips that we had for Mosaic Monday. I want to thank you all for giving me such great information so that I could share with you on the air. And if you would like to share some things and you would like for me to cover them on our show, please do so by writing to us at secureyourlife.net. That's the website. Or you can actually email me, and that would be shows@secureyourlife.net. That is shows@secureyourlife.net. And in the subject box, put in show idea, and I will make sure that we get your idea on the top of mind of all of our listeners. So with that in mind, I would like to leave you with our word for the month, which is being financially fit. We want to make sure that you are being proactive and being financially fit and making sure that you're keeping more money in your pocket and ending your financial nightmare. And I would like to thank all of you all for joining me for another Mosaic Monday brought to you by Secure Your Life. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Secure Your Life, the show where we give you real life, no holds barred conversations, Monday through Friday on various financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z.
taking financial education to the next level, helping you to become financially proactive where money matters.